Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome, my favorite trivia nerds, to the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. My best friend, Meredith, is actually out of town. She's visiting West by God, Virginia, where her family is from. So we want to wish her a very happy trip and hope she gets home safely. So in the meantime, I'll just say, hey, kids in the car for her and get right to it. We're going to be playing a really fun game of chain restaurant trivia. How that works is I'm going to be giving you some famous like restaurant and fast food slogans and a couple of hints about what they serve. And you're going to guess which restaurant you think I'm talking about. And trust me, you've heard of all of these. First, we're going to do a couple quick shout outs. We've got Vicky, Marcus, Sadie, and Josh. What's up, guys? As well as a happy birthday to Henry. I hope you have an amazing birthday, Henry. All right. If you guys are ready, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer, and you're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct one. Let's get into it. Round one, question one. Also known as the Golden Arches, this fast food powerhouse is famous for Happy Meals and Big Macs. That would be McDonald's, one of my faves. I am a chicken nugget girl with sweet and sour sauce, and I will hear nothing else. It is the best thing there. Okay, question two. When you eat here, it says you're eating fresh, whether it's 6 or 12 inches of food. It's got to be Subway. Yes, eating fresh at Subway. I love a cold cut combo, which is a bunch of meats, all the fresh veggies. I'm a big Subway fan, actually. All right, question three. When you're at this restaurant, your family, a family that eats unlimited salad and breadsticks, that is. We're of course talking about Olive Garden. Question four. This restaurant has monarchy vibes as it's led by a king who likes to charbroil Whoppers. Burger King. I actually really love Burger King, and I know this is very controversial and I will probably get some angry mail from this, but in my opinion, Burger King has some of the best fast food fries out there. They are always crispy and salty and hot, and I will die on this hill, you guys. They have amazing fries. All right, question five. Eating here is like being down on the farm. These red barn-esque buildings are great stops for pancakes, banana bread, and wildfire chicken salads. Of course, I am talking about Bob Evans. Question six, head down under at this popular steakhouse. And while you're here, grab a bloomin' onion. I can never say no to the bloomin' onion, and that is at Outback Steakhouse. Question seven, fresh food with integrity is the focus of this Mexican quick service stop. If you're extra hungry, you could probably get a burrito the size of your head. We are, of course, talking about Chipotle. My kids love Chipotle. I think it's their favorite stop. All right, question eight. Even though it's a chain, the inside of this restaurant focuses on local photos and events, making it feel like you're truly eating good in the neighborhood. And that is Applebee's. Question 9, where's the beef is a popular question asked at this fast food chain that specializes in Frosties and Junior Bacon cheeseburgers. It came from Ohio, so you know I love it. I'm talking about Wendy's. All right, final question of this round. The skillet queso is delicious and the chips are amazing, but it's got nothing on those baby back ribs. I can never say no to Chili's. It is one of my favorite stops. I love it. Whether it's like in a shopping center or an airport, I always eat at Chili's. I am not sorry. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll play more chain restaurant trivia.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
All right, we are back for round two. You guys, I hope you did okay the first round. I know it's a little bit tough, but hey, it's getting our brain going. It's a fun time. All right, we're going to go into question one. Wings, Beer, and Sports are the focus of this chicken restaurant, famous for big screen TVs and lots of wing sauces. Of course, we're talking about BW3, Buffalo Wild Wings. Question two, the donuts and coffee are so good, it's said America runs on them. Ooh, Dunkin' Donuts. Guys, I've actually never had a donut from Dunkin' Donuts. I know that is probably something I should be embarrassed about. They look amazing, but there's not one near me. I am dying to try one. Question three. For some reason, this food tastes even better really late at night. From gorditas to nacho fries, eating here means that you're living mas. All right, we're talking about Taco Bell. Question four, the place a kid can be a kid with tons of games, music, and pizza. It is a childhood favorite. It is Chuck E. Cheese. Question five, curly fries, roast beef and cheddars, and more. This place definitely has the meat. We are obviously talking about Arby's. Question six. This restaurant is famous for its 11 spiced fried chicken. 11 secret spices. What is it? All right, we are, of course, talking about KFC. Gotta love it. It is finger-licking good. All right, question seven. No one out-pizzas this place with its personal pan pizzas, stuffed crust, and salad bar. It is time for Pizza Hut. Oh, I love Pizza Hut. Ever since I was a kid and we got those book it coupons for reading books and earned free personal pan pizzas, when I go, I still get a personal pan pizza and I am a whole adult. So I just never outgrow it. Question eight. This restaurant is a favorite for its porch rocking chairs, giant checkers, and a shop filled with old-timey candy and toys. I am talking about Cracker Barrel. Every time we go out of town, we always stop and eat there because they're always along the highway as we make our way down to Florida. It is a tradition. Question nine. Unlimited shrimp and lobster fest are practically holidays at this eatery. Ah, it's Red Lobster. We love Red Lobster. Okay, final question. It's not open on Sundays, but every other day of the week, this chicken place greets you with a smile and a my pleasure. We are, of course, talking about Chick-fil-A. All right, guys, I want to know how you did. I am super excited. I know it's a little bit of a tougher game, but hey, sometimes it needs to be a little bit harder. Make sure you head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know. Meredith will be back next week. We can't wait to play trivia with her. If you have a show idea or want to hear a shout out, we love that. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and make sure to include your name so that we know to give the shout out. If you want to see your face on our social media pages, we love it. Just make sure that your parents send us a picture and also include your names on them or we cannot run it. All right, guys, have a great trivia day.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.